GM, and welcome to CryptoGrind Daily. Today, we're diving into some eye-opening developments in the crypto world that are both baffling and bold. Let's kick things off with a look into the future. NFT engineer salaries in 2026. If you're eyeing a career in NFT development, you might be pleasantly surprised or downright floored. By 2026, you could be pulling in anywhere from $120,000 to a staggering $400,000 annually, depending on your chops and the protocol you're working with. This isn't just monopoly money, folks. This is what those in the trenches can realistically expect. But before you go splurging on a Lambo, remember what an NFT engineer really does. These aren't your garden variety coders. They delve deep into blockchain tech, smart contracts, and digital asset management. Think of them as the architects of decentralized ecosystems, building NFT platforms that need to be as secure and scalable as they are innovative. You'll often find these engineers knee-deep in Ethereum, Solana, or Polkadot, crafting solutions that could range from digital art marketplaces to systems for managing digital identity. So yes, the paycheck may look juicy, but the work is as challenging as it is pioneering. Now let's pivot to Jack Dorsey, a man who's never been shy about his disdain for stablecoins. He's likened them to swapping one gatekeeper for another. Yet, in a turn of events that could make even the most flexible minds do a double take, Block has rolled out USDC functionality to 60 million Cash App users. Yes, that's right. 60 million people now have stablecoin capabilities at their fingertips, thanks to Mr. Bitcoin maximalist himself. What's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Users can send and receive USDC across Solana, Ethereum, Polygon, and Arbitrum. They can even transfer USDC from external wallets into their Cash App balances, or the other way around. Dorsey's apparent about-face might seem like a betrayal to some, but it's a pragmatic embrace of where the market is headed. Whether this move is rooted in market strategy or reluctant acceptance, it's a seismic shift that could redefine how mainstream users interact with crypto. Finally, let's talk about the elephant in the room. A $1.29 billion elephant, to be precise. Someone executed a massive block trade of 29.2 million shares of BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust ETF. This sale went down in the shadows of a dark pool, a place where the financial bigwigs shuffle their hefty stacks without sending waves across the open market. The shares moved at around $43.60 a pop, translating to roughly 16,400 BTC. Amazingly, Bitcoin barely blinked. This stealthy trade underscores a poignant narrative: Bitcoin's market resilience. While $1.29 billion might sound like a wallet-emptying sum for most, it barely registers a blip in Bitcoin's ocean. It's a testament to Bitcoin's growing maturity and liquidity, showing us that even large institutional moves are just another day in the office for the digital king. So what does all this mean for those rolling up their sleeves in the crypto trenches? For NFT engineers, the message is clear. The skill demand is only going up, and the roles are as complex as they are rewarding. As for stablecoins, Jack Dorsey's move is a nod to their undeniable utility, which could open new pathways for developers aiming to integrate these assets into everything from DeFi protocols to consumer apps. And the Bitcoin ETF saga illustrates a market that's increasingly dominated by big players, but resilient enough to absorb their moves. That wraps up today's insights. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.